Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 142 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about stupid things that Trump has said. And I want to preface this by saying that I did not correct his grammar, so some of them
are going to be awkward.
Grammatically don't make any sense.
Okay. He doesn't make sense most of the time either, so. Okay. You want to go first?
Mm-hmm.
To a female reporter, we could say that look doesn't matter, but the look obviously matters. Like, you wouldn't have your job if you weren't beautiful. What a chauvinistic pig. Sorry.
He thinks that's the way life is.
He thinks it's a compliment. He thinks it's a nice thing to say. And it's not.
Do you suppose the reporter took it that way?
No. No.
You got your job because you're good looking.
And that's the only reason why.
So how did he get his job?
Money talks. So, yeah. I know I'm going to laugh at a lot of these. I know I am.
To a contestant on The Apprentice, this must be a pretty picture, you dropping to your knees.
Wow.
I don't think I ever watched that show. I never even saw it in passing or anything.
I watched it. It was terrible. It was a bunch of good-looking people running around doing stupid shit. We used to watch it up at the bar.
I don't even really want to know what the context of that was.
Well, that, yeah, getting down, you dropping to your knees. Yeah, it's kind of a scary proposition.
All of the women on The Apprentice flirted with me, consciously or unconsciously.
Wow. So he's full of himself, too. Well, we already knew that. He's an egomaniac. So.
And what does he think he has that makes him attractive?
His huge ego.
Oh, I thought you were going to say wallet.
That, too. He thinks he's got a lot of huge things. Remember, everything's bigger and better with him. So, and to me, what that screams is you don't pack much of a punch of anything when you're flaunting it that much.
You compare yourself based on your bank account. So he's lacking everywhere except his bank account.
Yeah. But I mean, you've seen him talk about how he gets any kind of, I guess his malehood gets caught in the question. He gets pissed off, but he's always kind of hinting around that he's hung or well endowed.
Or should be hung.
Should be. Watch what you say. We can get in trouble for this now. We might get deported. So, okay. I believe in winning. I'm very good at winning.
In his eyes?
Apparently.
That's all that counts, I guess.
But he's failed in everything he's done. Except being the President of the United States. And he's not good at that. I mean, he's won the elections. But, I mean, he's failed. How many business adventures has he failed? Yeah. How many times has he filed bankruptcy?
And going to do that to our country.
Yeah, and he's in a record pace. So.
Money was never a big motivation for me, except as a way to keep score. If he ever told truth, that's it right there.
What an complete and utter... Sorry. Yeah. But none of these surprise me. I can literally see him saying every one of these things.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just right up his alley.
And just no filtering, no self-control, just whatever spills off of his tongue.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And the Emperor wears no clothes.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have anybody around but Lickers to tell him that he's doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when nobody will challenge you.
Yeah. I'm a bunch of sycophants.
Hmm.
And just, yeah, to be there to his every whim and tell him how good of a person he is and how great of a leader he is, yeah. And the bad thing is there was millions of people who voted for him believe the same thing. That's what's scary.
I wonder if a lot of those people think, well, if he could do it, anybody could. He's not a politician. He didn't grow up. He didn't devote his life to public service. He bought that job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Not everyone has that bank account, though.
I think everyone thinks if I had that kind of money, I could be president, too.
I guess that's what the American dream is built on, right?
Hmm.
It's a land of possibility. We can do anything we want to do.
Hmm.
All right.
Just not goodly.
Mm-hmm. If someone screws you, screw them back.
That's such a great ideal to live by, especially for the leader of our country.
The leader of the free world, yeah. Well, that's the problem we're running through right now with all the terrorists and stuff like that. He thinks everyone in the world owes us something. In that they need to start paying for past indiscretions and stuff like that.
Well, let's add up what he owes. How many bankruptcies has he left people destitute?
Well, how many people he's left without jobs? How many people?
How many people he's screwed out of? There are cities all over the country that he has had rallies at that he has refused to pay.
Really?
The fees that have just given up.
Really?
Because he's got enough lawyers to push those lawsuits out longer than the country will exist.
Yeah. It's a shame. Okay. How many bald eagles did wind turbines kill today? They're an environmental disaster.
I can see those words coming from his lips.
Mm-hmm. Because he's a moron. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Maybe he saw it as a joke on a meme or something. I mean, how could anybody actually believe that?
How can people actually vote for him?
I don't think he believes his own. He just, like, whatever. Just spills out of his mouth.
He's got diarrhea of the mouth.
Yeah.
Just whatever comes in his little pea brain just speaks it out loud, and that's what comes out, so.
Mm-hmm. People are chopping off other people's heads, and then we're worried about waterboarding.
Wow.
Once again, the leader of our country says something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I mean...
The bar is buried in the ground somewhere. We've lowered the bar so far.
It's way below zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's scary. Okay. John McCain's not a war hero. He was a war hero because he was captured. I like people who weren't captured.
My God.
What a piece of crap. For a guy that basically dodge the draft by saying he had a hangnail or something
Bone spurs.
Bone spurs, okay. Hangnail, bone spurs.
And you can pay off a doctor to say whatever they can to get you out of...
And he's trying to call John McCain out for being a war hero. Can you ever see Donald Trump being in the military? He would cry like a little bitch.
The only way he got in the military is to be the leader because the president is automatically the...
Commander-in-Chief.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, he could never... He doesn't have enough honor in his pinky.
To command, people have to respect you, and nobody does.
No, no.
They might fear him, but they don't respect him.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're I would agree with that. They're afraid to see what he could do.
Mm.
I think a lot of people are afraid to see what he could do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Other world leaders, You know, I mean, look what he's doing now. I mean, he could push us into World War III.
And he would if it was profitable. If somebody made him a deal, he'd take it.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
No more massive injections. Tiny children are not horses. One vaccine at a time, over time.
I guess this has to go back to COVID?
If you're rich and you can afford to take your kid to the doctor every week, I suppose you could space out all those vaccines that they need to get. But,
not everybody has that sort of disposable income.
Yeah.
Okay. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
I guess he is creating jobs by firing all the federal employees.
Yeah. Well, and then everything else in between.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Everything.
All those companies that went bankrupt, I'm sure they all lost their employees.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter to him. Doesn't.
One iota.
No.
No, not at all. No sweat off his back.
I would like to extend my best wishes to all, even the haters and losers, on this special day, September 11th.
Wow. A national day of mourning. Probably one of the saddest days in American history.
Mm-hmm.
It's
using it as a PR opportunity.
Mm-hmm. That makes me sick.
When the towers came down, didn't he say something like that makes my building the best in New York?
Something like that, something along those lines. Hmm. Yeah.
That was his first thought on on that.
It improved his real estate.
Hmm.
God. Yeah, one of the most tragic days in American history. And he's trying to capitalize on it.
I don't know. These were supposed to be funny or ironic, but they're just sad.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he says is sad.
It's very sad.
On gay marriage, it's like in golf. A lot of people, I don't want this to sound trivial, but a lot of people are switching to these really long putters. Very unattractive. It's weird. You see these great players with these really long putters because they can't sink three-footers anymore, and I hate it.
So he's comparing gay marriage to something that he hates.
His first thought on the word gay is men holding clubs.
Yeah, men weird. So, you know, he could suck a bag of... I'm sorry. Not really.
This is supposed to be funny, because...
If you don't laugh, you're gonna cry.
Gay marriage isn't a joke.
But, no.
He was obviously trying to change the subject onto whatever was on the top of his head at the moment.
Yeah.
I'd like to have a recording of that.
Yeah.
To save for posterity.
Yeah.
Especially when they go after our marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. While Bette Midler is an extremely unattractive woman, I refuse to say that because I always insist on being politically correct. Oh, for the love of God. Really did have to come out of his... That just really made me mad. So he thinks whenever
Two lies in a row.
That, yeah.
Bette Midler is unattractive and that he's politically correct.
Yeah. And he really thinks he's politically correct. What? No.
And you can't say something and then say, but I wouldn't say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
that's not the way it works.
No. No. Wow.
We're diplomatic in our country, and everyone hates us all over the world. We're politically correct, and the world hates the United States.
No, the world hates you.
Well, I think he said this a long time ago, but he's making it true.
Oh, yeah. He's trying his damnedest to do it.
It appears that no country wants to share their intelligence with the United States anymore. So, we have no idea of any covert operations that are going on anywhere in the world because no one wants to sit in a meeting with Donald Trump.
Can you blame them? I mean, really?
They don't want guilt by association.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't blame them. And people might say that's unpatriotic, blah, 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 but he's a loose cannon.
It used to be when a president was bad, like George Bush Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was a buffoon.
Oh, yeah.
But people still respected the office of the president.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't exist anymore.
No, not at all. Not at all. We're becoming the laughingstock. We're becoming the punchline.
And the rest of the world is going, not only did you do that once, you did it again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so scary.
Rosie O'Donnell is a person who's very lucky to have her girlfriend, and she better be careful or I'll send one of my friends over to pick up her girlfriend. Why would she stay with Rosie if she had another choice?
What a... I mean, he's a gem.
Every accusation is a confession.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that means he has tried to...
Do that.
To destroy marriages by sending one of his friends.
He has no respect for people. Why would he respect marriage?
Hmm.
You know, he didn't respect his first wife. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at that. I mean, you know, I mean, how many times has he been married and divorced? Three?
Three, I think.
Yeah. So, but the Christians love him. The evangelical Christians love him because he's a man of Jesus.
He's a man of himself.
A man of himself, yeah.
Full of himself.
And the only reason he preaches along with the Bible is to get himself more votes. We're all a little chubby, but Rosie's just worse than most of us. But it's not the chubbiness. Rosie is a very unattractive person, both inside and out.
Once again, every accusation is a confession.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's...
He's chubby. I mean, he's the definition of chubby. And, mm-hmm. He's a horrible, horrible person, inside and out.
Yeah. He's had a bone to pick with Rosie O'Donnell for years, ever since he was on the
show. Stands up to him.
She's not bullied by him. Mm-hmm. She's always stood up to him. She's never liked him. She's thrown him through the grinder numerous times, you know, when she was on The View and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So, yeah, and she still stands up to him. She's not afraid of him at all. She could care less, but...
And she probably earned her fortune.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then inherit it from Daddy,
mm-hmm.
and then blow it, and then get more, and then blow it, and then get more.
An extremely credible source has called my office and told me that Barack Obama's birth certificate is a fraud.
Yeah. I mean,
but extremely credible source called my office.
Mm-hmm. Just some guy out of the blue. Very credible. Come on. Jesus. Okay. Why is Obama playing basketball today? That is why our country is in trouble.
The man who...
Plays golf.
Played golf 59 of the first 60 days in office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's trying to call out the ex-president for playing basketball. Mm-hmm. Which you can play a game of basketball relatively quickly compared to golf, which takes 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if you're hurrying. And you're good. You're decent. So, yeah. That's
And I don't think Trump likes golf because he's a sportsman. He likes golf because it lets him rub elbows with other ritzy people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it lets him show off his property, too.
That's why women sued to be able to play golf. Not necessarily because they wanted to play the sport, because they wanted to have access to those powerful men, just like the powerful mm-hmm. men did.
Yeah. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Obama is, without question, the worst ever president. I predict he will now do something really bad and totally stupid to show his manhood.
Was he looking in the mirror when he said that?
Every accusation is a confession.
Confession, yeah. Yeah, I don't think that one even needs to be expounded upon. Okay. On Mexicans, they're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
Didn't he say the same thing about the insurrectionists at the Capitol?
No, he said it about the Charleston race riot, the riots in Charleston. After the,
I could have sworn that when they
he might
stormed
have.
The Capitol, he said they were very good people.
He might have, but I knew that he said it after the whole Charleston. Remember the whole Charleston down in where the white nationalists showed up and the girl got ran over in the street.
Oh yeah, yeah, he said that then.
Yeah, he said that then too. Yeah, these are good people. There's some good people out there. There's some bad. Yeah. Yeah, after a woman got run over in the middle of the daylight. And the white nationals love him. They love his ass.
I like Mexico.
So do I. Viva! Yeah.
After what he said
previously,
about
yeah.
drugs and crime and rapists. And
yeah.
He likes Mexico so much he decided to call it the Gulf of America.
Yeah. Which I still can't believe. I'm never going to call it the Gulf of America ever in my life. Would you?
I would call it the Gulf between our differences.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Okay, what a sad thing that the memory of Nelson Mandela will be stained by the phony sign language moron who is in every picture at a funeral. Wow.
My eyelids have blisters from rolling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have any drops?
I mean, who says that?
Him.
Where's the filter?
There is none. I guess when you're...
When you think you're the emperor, you can say whatever you want with no recourse.
Yeah, pretty much. You just nailed it on the head. It's ridiculous.
While I can't honestly say I need an 80-foot living room, I get a kick out of having one. So he represents the common man.
Yeah. Him and his gold toilet. There's nothing common about him.
I really can't imagine him telling anyone he has a gold toilet, because he probably thinks he doesn't.
Probably, yeah. I don't need a toilet. I don't. Everything that comes out of me is perfect.
I use it to catch those golden tweets that I make.
Remember, new environment-friendly light bulbs can cause cancer.
Who told him that?
The Church of Trump, or the.
Does he have an old light bulb company or something?
I have no idea. Probably has some sort of interest in one.
On Ivanka. She does have a very nice figure. If she weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her.
That's just...
I remember this
quote. I remember that too. That's just twisted.
Creepy.
Very just, creepy, yeah.
Twisted. Yeah. He's talking like a pedophile.
Mm-hmm. Well, sexual predator. You know.
Somebody who grabs women by the pussy.
Yeah.
I am going to have to edit this podcast so much.
Yep. All right. I think I would probably get along very well with Russia. I think I would probably get along very well with Putin. I think I would probably get along very well with the people of China.
He's gone on to prove this.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's basically become a Putin puppet.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He worships the ground he walks on.
He aspires to be
a dictator.
A dictator.
Or a king. You know, pretty much the same thing. Yeah.
And Putin keeps getting reelected because they won't let anybody else be on the ballot.
Like, kill everybody else. You know what I mean? Or you know, was it Zelensky? He got killed. He was murdered. That was his opposition. So, yeah.
Arianna Huff isn't unattractive both inside and out. I fully understand why her former husband left her for a man. He made a good decision.
I don't even know who Arianna Huff is.
It's a name I recognize, but I don't know either. And who knows if this is even true.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because that's... So he's against gay marriage, but he's okay for infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
What do you want to bet the next time there's a hurricane, he wants it to be named Stormy Daniels?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, we'll just give him a roll of paper towels to clean it up with.
Oh, these inside jokes, I hope people get them.
Mm-hmm.
I was the first and only potential GOP candidate to state there will be no cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Mike Huckabee copied me on this.
Hmm. I don't know anything about that, so...
There's continual talk about cutting all of those, what they want to call entitlements.
Okay, yeah.
And Mike Huckabee isn't in Trump's
corner
board or whatever. He isn't one of his advisors like he was during his first term.
Okay.
But I was never so glad when Trump offered him that job because that got Mike Huckabee out of Kansas.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. No, that's good.
And he's never gotten back.
No.
As near as I can tell.
I play to people's fantasies. It's an innocent form of exaggeration and a very effective form of promotion.
Maybe a bit of truth there.
Mm-hmm.
Just the other day, somebody asked him about, you said you could end war with Zelensky and Putin in one day. And he says, oh, I was just exaggerating.
Mm-hmm. When I said Zelensky earlier, I didn't mean Zelensky. I meant...
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't think of his name right now. But, you know, the one who was killed of the anti-Putin political, yeah. But thank you. Okay. Part of the beauty of me is that I am very rich. Oh, my God.
That's how he defines himself.
That sums him up in a... In a very short sense.
And if he didn't have access to so much money, he'd have been put away in an insane asylum somewhere by now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, rich people can be eccentric. Poor people just are crazy.
Are crazy, yeah. Exactly.
What a great honor it must be for you to honor me tonight.
Oh, my God.
And wasn't this the same speech where he said, I'm the first president to ever address you in person? And it was a videotape message.
Oh, was it? No, I didn't know that. That's hilarious. That is so funny. That reminds me of the Big Bang Theory episode where Sheldon moves to Bozeman, Montana, and he gives him a video speech. And when they all turn around, he's already gone. You don't remember that episode? No. Yeah. That's crazy.
Sorry, losers and haters, but my IQ is one of the highest, and you all know it. Please don't feel stupid or insecure. It's not your fault.
Okay, I'm giving him...
Can you buy IQ points?
Yeah, that's the only way you'd have it.
On the free market?
It's the only way you'd have it.
That's the only way you'd get it.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Anyone that brags, most people who are braggadocious about stuff like that, are covering up the fact that they're not.
Hmm.
So.
People who are smart don't need to tell people they're smart.
Exactly. So. All right. What's the difference between a wet raccoon and Donald J. Trump's hair? A wet raccoon doesn't have $7 billion in the bank.
He said that. I like the way he talks of him in the third person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he's not responsible for what he says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What does his hair have to do with a wet raccoon and the money in his freaking bank account?
He probably heard this joke somewhere and
kind of
repeated it, took credit for it.
Wow.
This very expensive global warming bullshit has got to stop. Our planet is freezing, record low temperatures, and our... GW scientists are stuck on ice. GW scientists are...
Global warming scientists.
Okay. So it was cold that day, so that means global warming doesn't exist.
Yeah. Well, if you talk to any people who support them, they don't believe global warming exists. Well, it snowed yesterday, so it can't be global warming. No. It has nothing to do with the two, you morons.
Never mind that, like, Texas power grid goes out every summer because it's so damn hot.
Hot, yeah. Mm-hmm. And just because it's global warming, yeah, it's... I can feel my blood pressure rising. The election is a total sham and a travesty. We are not a democracy. Damn right we're not. Not anymore. It's the only truthful thing he said. Sorry, I keep cussing. All right.
What would possess him to say we're not a democracy? I mean, that's political suicide for anybody else.
Yeah, but he thinks he's untouchable.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. cannot allow Ebola-infected people back. People that go to faraway places to help out are great, but they must suffer the consequences.
Oh, my God.
Horrible. What a horrible, horrible sentiment.
Yep.
Even if there was a crumb of that true, you wouldn't say it out loud.
No, you're not supposed to, you know, especially when you're the leader of the free world. Yeah, that's ridiculous. They must suffer the consequences. What an ultimatum. All right. If Hillary Clinton can't satisfy her husband, what makes her think she can satisfy America? For the love of God, really.
So here's what he thinks women are for. Exactly. To satisfy their husbands. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. This just makes me dislike the people that I know who voted for him even more. Really.
Yeah, my motto for the year, for the next 4 years, is you voted for this.
Yeah. Well, mine is F around and find out.
And finally, I don't have a racist bone in my body.
Bullshit. Yeah, it's that to the 5 black kids in New York.
Including his spine.
Yeah. Yeah, ask him about the Central Park rapist. See if they feel the same, that he doesn't have a racist bone in his body. So, please tell me you have a good joke this week. Please, please, please. This better be like a a really good one.
Sorry.
Damn it.
A Russian spy, a sexual predator, and a felon walk into a bar, and the bartender says, "What can I get you, Mr. President?"
That's good. Okay, that's good. I was hoping you were going to say something like that when you started with that beginning. That's good. All right. That was awesome.
This was episode 142 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.